Do you remember hangouts for the OSU students then, 71, for those years, the bars that you would have gone to, the names of the places?
I do. In fact, the very first visit I ever made over here, I basically went to the Coachman, which was a hamburger joint and cold beer outlet right on Washington Street, just a half a block, basically south of the campus on what they call the Strip still to this day here in Stillwater. I pretty much decided to go to OSU sitting in a booth at the Coachman. I mean, I really didn't have a big tour of the campus too much. Kind of went to Coachman, decided to come here, which kind of telling of what field I ended up in. But there was the Coachman. There's a place down there called the Mason Jar, which basically sold ice cold beer in mason jars, which was kind of a neat little hook. There was a place called the Wet Olive. There were several watering holes. And while I always kid, Stephen Mize's deal was an absolute spur-of-the-moment wild hair, you know, no real research or anything like that done. Truly, we had done a little research for those 4 years we were in school, because basically the rule was, back in 1971, if you had an OSU ID, you could go to the bars. It was 18 to drink legally anyway, and pretty much an OSU ID indicated, hey, you're okay.
You were doing research is what you were doing, weren't you, huh?
I had no idea.
You had no idea. So then you graduate in 75, in May.
Yes, May of 75.
So then pick up on the story then of Steve, your friend, and he comes in that same month?
It was actually 2 weeks after graduation. Let me tell you about my graduation. In May of 75, it was much more important to me to have the opportunity to earn $20 than it was to walk across the stage. So I never rented a cap and gown. Graduation day in May of 75 was also Mother's Day weekend. And I had the opportunity to go back to Tulsa, and at Woodland Flowers, located 61st and Sheridan, Marquita was the owner's name, I remember. I could deliver flowers for her. That was one of the biggest days of the year for her, and I could make $20 in cash. And that was so important to me that I forwent the opportunity to walk across the stage. And I did deliver flowers on the day that my class graduated from Oklahoma State. So I think that puts maybe where I stood financially in some kind of a context.